and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Donnie Drennan, and good morning to you, Donnie.
Good morning, LaVon.
And we probably should say that in some Irish way, but I don't recall what that is at the moment.
Well, let's see. Top of the morning to
you. There you go. There you go. Okay. And we want to continue saying that all week and maybe all month. You know, I've seen more people getting into the green mode already, and that's kind of neat. It's a fun kind of holiday, event, celebration.
Holiday. Being Irish, I think it's a holiday. It should be a holiday.
Right? Worldwide. And so we want to talk about a special event that you are involved with on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, the Atlantic Masons, Pimosa Lodge number 271, decided this year that we would do a Masonic stew feed, an Irish stew feed, to raise money for our scholarship program. So on St. Patrick's Day, which is March 17th.
A
week from today, we are going to host a Irish stew feed. Because our lodge has so many steps and the elevator and everything, we decided that we would find a place that was on one floor, one level. So we're going to use our church, the United Church of Christ, and they have graciously allowed us to use their facilities to have our stew feed. And an Irish stew actually has lamb in it.
Yes.
So we are going to have a pot of lamb stew, and thanks to Henningsen Locker for being able to get lamb for us. And we're going to have lamb and beef stew, and we're going to have some Irish soda bread to go with it.
That's good stuff.
So it's going to be a very simple meal. We hope that everyone can come out. It's going to be next Friday from 5:30 to 7:30 at the United Church of Christ, which is located 1607 Hazel Street. It's just, two blocks south of Washington School.
And as I recall, if you want to go in on the level, you need to park around on the south side.
On the back side,
right.
Yes.
And there's a door right there.
There's no steps on the south side. You can just walk in, and you're right on one level. There's plenty of parking, both in the back and in the front there. If you don't mind going up the steps, the front door, you can go in there.
Fine. Yeah. So we haven't talked about cost.
It's going to be a free will donation. We toyed with charging or just having a free will donation, and we know the people of Atlantic are so generous that we decided that we'd just go with the free will donation and see if that won't take care of the costs. And of course, a lot of our costs have been provided by the Masons. Our members have said, "Well, we'll give you this. We'll pay for this meat. We'll pay for the potatoes. We'll do this." So. Majority of the proceeds should be profit for us.
And I want to talk about, you know, what you're going to use that for. But I want to go back to the stew just for a minute. You mentioned there's lamb, there's beef, and then you just now mentioned potatoes. You have to have potatoes in an Irish stew. What else is in there?
Oh, there's carrots and celery and garlic and all kinds of good herbs and spices to go in that.
So, are you the cook?
I am going to be one of the cooks, yes, with the help of my wife. We've got a recipe all figured out, and there are going to be three of us go up there, and we're going to get the stew ready. We bought the beef from the Atlantic Locker, and of course, for those of you who know me, I used to be a meat cutter before I sold insurance. So we're just getting meat in bulk, and we're going to cut it up in the small pieces for stew.
Kind of like riding a bicycle, comes back.
Absolutely right. I can chop it up into small pieces soak in the rest of the guys.
You know what? You're making me hungry. It sounds so good. And March 17th, it could be really nice weather, but it could be just the perfect weather for a hot stew.
It could be, and we're hoping that it's nice weather so everybody can get out and drive, but maybe cool enough so that you'll think, oh, this nice hot stew will be just perfect for us.
You don't want to go outside and rake your lawn or something silly like that.
And
so
then the Eastern Star, which is basically the auxiliary of the Masons, if you will, they're going to be selling nuts there as well. We had a nut sale at Christmas over the holidays. We have some of those left, so we're going to be there selling nets as well.
Okay, good stuff to take home and do some baking. So now, you, as you said, the folks who come will be generous, and you're going to make some money, make some profit, and then you're going to put that to good use.
We're giving that to our scholarship fund. We have a scholarship that we give a $500 scholarship every year to an Atlantic senior graduating. No particular area of graduation. Masonic children or grandchildren have a little bit of preferential treatment there, but not necessarily, because we look at grades. We look at the activities in the community. We look at all aspects of their scholastic career. So, you know, if you're a straight-A student but you don't do anything out in the community, you're not going to get as high a qualification as that person. And it just amazes me. I've been involved with the scholarship selection committee for years, and I don't know how these kids do it.
I don't think they sleep.
They must not, because they're straight-A students. They're active in the community. They're in sports. They're in music. And then they hold down a part-time or some of them full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
So it is just amazing what these young people do. And every year I look at those applications, and it's like, our country's in good hands.
That's for sure. And I just have to put in a plug. I interviewed some of the students the other day that are doing the Fiddler on the Roof.
Oh, yes.
I was so impressed with their thoughts related to the story of that musical. I was just blown away. So we're on the same page. We're in good hands. So I'm guessing when you look at all those things in the scholarship requirements, that you're kind of looking at that in terms of some of the things that the Masons believe in. Let's talk a little bit about the Masons and their philosophy and a bit about the background.
Well, yes, we do. And, you know, the Masons, we have a deep history. We go back to the 1300s as when the Masons started. Actual first Masonic Lodge was started in 1700s in England. But even before that, the Masons, part of the Knights Templar in the Crusades, so, and building of the palaces and churches and the wonderful things, the pyramids and things like that. So the stonemasons, and that's where we get our beginning, is from the actual stonemasons. Those were operative masons, and we are speculative masons, so we don't do much operative work. But our Masonic beliefs, you know, you must have a center of faith. You must believe in a supreme being. We believe that all men and women are children of God and should be treated equally. We believe that no one has a right to tell someone else how to think or believe. We also believe that each person has a responsibility as a citizen, not only to the country, but to obeying the laws. It's important to work to make the world a better place for all, and honor and integrity are the meaning of life. So those are the things, and of course, one of our mottos is we take good men and make them better.
So when you say that, Masons are only for men.
Masonic Association is just for men, but we do have four women. We have the Eastern Star, which in order to be a member of the Eastern Star, you must have some affiliation with the Masons. And then we also have two youth organizations. We have the Rainbow Girls, the International Order for Rainbow Girls. This is for the young ladies. And then the Demolé, which is for the young boys. And we have a pretty active Rainbow Girl Association here in Atlantic. We don't have any Demolé organization here. That one's kind of gone by the wayside.
I think those boys are in those other things.
They're in all those other things.
And they start picking and choosing you. How can they add one more thing you sort of think about?
And then too, you know, there's degrees. You've heard the 33 degree Masons. Chuck Grassley, Senator Grassley, is a 33rd degree Mason, and the basic Masonic Lodge is 3 degrees. It's an entered apprentice degree, a fellow craft degree, and a master Mason. And as you gather, those follow along with the operative Mason as the apprentice, who has to work for 7 years with another Mason in order to move into becoming a fellow craft. And then it's a time being there, being a fellow craft, and then once they get the craft perfected, then they become a master mason.
Excellent. And it's interesting to know some of this background, and I think it's important when we want to support something that we know about that. So let's remind folks how they can support the Masonic Scholarship Fundraiser.
You can come out next Friday night, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. Wear your green or wear your orange. If you're from the northern part of Ireland, you're an orange Irish person. Okay, so wear your green or orange, come out. We're also going to have some kilts there. So Irish, there are some Irish people who wear kilts. So we're going to have some guys dressed in kilts. That'll be kind of fun.
Yes.
But 5:30 to 7:30 at United Church of Christ, 1607 Hazel Street. Irish stew feed. If you've never tried lamb stew, this is a perfect opportunity to try it. If you don't like it, we can always give you a bowl of the beef stew.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Donnie Drennan, for coming in and telling us about this new project that you have going on. And until next time, here's a blessing. May your day be touched by a bit of Irish luck, brightened by a song in your heart, and warmed by the smiles of the people you love.